Yo, what's good, everybody? How y'all doing on this last day of October, Sunday, October 31st? We over here chilling. How's everybody doing? Welcome to I'm Just Kidding. Your boy Tiski Valley hosting it up. What's up? How y'all weekend been going so far? That's not the COVID. Relax. Just a hit off the goddamn vape. But hey, how's everything going? Everything good? That's what's up. You know? What you guys do this weekend? It's Sunday. Today's the day you relax. You sit back. You relax. Get ready for tomorrow. You know, cook your Sunday dinner. Get prepared for the work week. You know? That's what today is for. But what did you do this weekend? I know I took my kids to out here in the Twin Tiers. They got something called a trunk or treat. And the craziest thing about it, they didn't have it situated or nothing. And it was raining. I got my kids all dressed up. I'm dressed up. I got my Michael Myers mask. I'm chilling. I'm thinking we're about to go ahead on and fill some bags up with candy, with, you know, the Halloween shit. As a kid, I never celebrated Halloween. My aunt, if y'all know me, which majority of people that heard this podcast know me, you know, y'all know Lois, y'all know me, you know New York City, and Halloween wasn't a day that we celebrate, you know. I grew up in a religious family, but then at the same time, I grew up in New York City where it's like, shit, you go out on Halloween night, you're getting fucked up. So it's like, yo, who celebrates that? That's the devil's night. But when you have kids, it's like, you see, okay, it ain't devil's night, because one wants to be Minnie Mouse, one wants to be a princess. But when I grew up, it was different, you know? And I'm pretty sure anybody who was born in the 80s know what I'm talking about. Your house getting egged up, you probably get egged up, you walk to the store for your mother, your mother, go to the store, grab some bread, here. And you like, ma, for real? Nah, I don't really, go get the bread. Then you come back, egged up, beat up, and the money took, and she's still mad. You know what I'm saying? It's a different shit. But yeah, yesterday, so we went to the trunk and treat. I got on the wrong line. I seen one line, which didn't seem as long as the other line, but when I sat on this one line, and I figured out when I got to the fucking end of it, they just gave us some coloring books and then said, no, the rail line is over there. And I looked, she was in the parking lot and it was raining. I was like, ah, fuck it. Let's go buy some candy. Take a trick or treat in the house. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a real holiday. This is like ready for the holiday season. You got Thanksgiving. That's what I can't wait for. That's my favorite. And Christmas is for the kids. Then New Year's, start a whole new year and let's get it done. Income tax, vacation time. There it is. You know? There it is. And I'm ready for it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to put my girls on the plane for the first time this year. Well, probably in February. Not because income tax dummies. No. It's because money is for Christmas right now. Well, not even that. I already got my Christmas presents. Thanks to my wife. Shout out to you, babe. You smart. We done went Christmas shopping last month, so we kind of good. If I had a video, I'd show you all the boxes underneath my table. I got like tons of boxes. Not even that. It's just like, you know, I got things coming up that I gotta finish off. I'm pretty sure if people here in the Twin Tiers, they probably got the alert on a WETM. Don't believe what you read. But yeah, that's what's going down. But you know, that's gonna come to an end soon. And yeah, about February. We're about to go. I don't know. I wanna go see my sister in Vegas. Go see my niece and nephew, Bria and Blake. I also wanna see my family. But I gotta get down to the city. I gotta get down there. Go see all my cousins and all that. I miss them too, but I don't know. I'm gonna do some family things because I'm 40. Me as a black man, who knows? You know? I ain't got no goddamn, what's that shit called? Well, my mom's and them got the diabetes. But I don't even know, because shit. I look like I got, you know, I look like a walking diabetic case. I don't know. But yeah, we're going on vacation sometime February, March. Around that way. Take these girls on a plane. Hopefully they don't freak out and we got an emergency land and they kick us off the plane. Hopefully that's not the case. You know? Hopefully COVID is done. I'm tired of this shit too. Fucking mask. You got vaccination mandates, this, that, and the third. I mean, I'm vacced up, but yo, here's a question. About the vaccine, all right? You're 100% vaccinated. Here's the question. Now they offering a booster. Am I not 100% vaccinated now? Do I have to take this extra booster? Because now it's like, yo, that's like somebody fixing your transmission who's like, listen, we didn't get the screw. They're screwing in all the way. So in 6 months before this one screw fall out and knock your whole transmission, now you gotta come get the booster screw. Nah. I ain't fucking with that. Yeah. But it's Sunday. You know I wanna cook something good, but I know November's coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. I'm trying to save my appetite for the 26th. Trying to save my appetite. You know? What's going on in the news? Yo, I have 10 questions that I want to ask people. But I might only do like 2 on this episode. Then that'll make it 8. And every one I have 2. I have some 10 questions that I need answers for. And I really got to figure it out. But it is 10 interesting questions. Like, let me get one off the top of my head. Question number 1. Why? Why is why? It's like, why? Why, as humans, we always need to know why. It's like, it's one question. It's like, it's always a question after the answer. You still have to ask the question. Why? Why? Why is ABCs like why ABC? Well, why can't it be TMR? You know what I mean? Why can't that start the alphabet? Like, who made the alphabet? That's like a question, like, A, B, C, D. It could be like Z, M, 10, or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Who made this? Like, what's the structure? Like, I'm pretty sure it's an answer if I Google it. But I'd rather not Google it and just ask it. Put it in the ether. Why? You know? Who does... I understand numbers. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10, it makes sense. But fractions and algebra, who thought about that extra shit? You know, if I killed 10 bears, I got 10 bears. Now, oh, you technically killed 9, and then this one bear was cut off in half, so you really got a 9.5 bear. It's like, come on. He was one of those guys that's in there like, I was like, yeah, I caught 10 fish. Technically, you caught 9.5 because the shark ate the other half of that fish. Well, Terrence, you lied about the fish you caught? No, but shit, it got a head on it. That's 10. I'm counting that. You know what I'm saying? This is a what's up with you on a Sunday podcast. Monday, I got things. I got it really planned out for Monday through Friday. But Saturday and Sunday, you're going to get the wingy. I'm winging it. You're going to get the wings. But come Monday, I got a whole format. I'm probably got an interview. I'm trying to get that situated right now. And we're going to do it up. But yo, you guys have a great, hopefully you had a great weekend. And you start off with a great week. Go to work tomorrow. Energized. I need everybody ready. Production, produce. Come on. Why niggas call me when I'm... Yo, man. Fuck out of here, honey. But yeah, man. Start the week off great. End the week off on a positive note. I'm going to talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace out.